Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Deaney's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. John, it goes back more than 11 years. Now, he's actually in his 12th year as an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. And he's got a new initiative he's working on. This I'm very excited for him and proud of him, but also very jealous about, called the Boomer Bust. And he's here to talk to us about it right now. John Deaney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning. It's always great to be here.
Good to have you back, John, as always. Okay. Now, I want to get right into this because I don't want to miss any of our time, waste any of our time. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Tell the audience who the Boomers are.
Now, the Boomers were the children born to returning GIs roughly 1945 to 1965. Some people add or subtract a year from that. And it's strictly an American phenomenon. The Europeans were far too devastated to be able to start family formation right away. They were busy rebuilding. So the 78 million people that were born into the United States in that 20 years, as I tell people when I do the presentation, is the equivalent of if we had today taken two Canadas and a Sweden and dumped them into this country.
That's a pretty dramatic example there, John. So it's interesting that you called it a unique phenomenon on planet Earth. I had never thought about it like that, but it makes a lot of sense. And even to this day, Europe has not responded in any great way. In fact, there, as you know, their birth rate is down.
Well, and coincidentally, the four lowest birth rates for the last 25 years in Europe are Greece, Italy, Spain, and Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does that make you go, hmm?
Yeah, it sure does. So give us a tour of the impact that boomers have had. And we should point out, folks, And as I said in the previous segment, I'm not on the leading edge of the boomers, John, but I'm in the upper quartile, and you're not far behind either.
I think we're in about the exact same place. I was born in 51,
talk to us a little bit about what you think the boomers have, how they've influenced various parts of our life, like the marketplace, society. That kind of thing.
Well, in the marketplace, a rising tide lifts all boats. Mm-hmm. Just as the southern Mediterranean countries and their low birth rate are now facing problems expanding their economy because they don't have a lot of workers coming up, for the last 40 to 50 years, we've had a huge number of workers in society as a proportion of the whole. And so we have driven the economy for almost 50 years, and as we got older, we drove it harder and harder because we had more disposable income. There are so many other things that we did, whether it's environmentalism or women's rights or the representation of minorities on television. I mean, all of these are clearly chartable to, as the boomers hit certain ages and certain points in their life and became interested in these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the numbers, I started out looking to see if the boomer curve was duplicated anywhere in societal trends and found out it's duplicated everywhere. In 1965, boomers started turning 20 years old.
Yeah.
21 years old. And from 1965 to 1975, the United States saw 150% annual increase in college graduations.
Hmm.
Then the boomers in 1975 started to turn 30, and corporate America didn't have room for all these college-educated
right.
kids coming into the workforce.
A lot of competition. I remember those days.
We were highly competitive. And from 75 to 85, this country saw a 250% increase in the formation of small businesses every year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because we had to go make a living. You know,
and if I could stick something in, by 1990s, we were sick of the corporate job, and more of us started businesses.
Right. And just an aside, it's something I love to quote all the time, and I'm sure you'll love this statistic, Jim. There are 29 million small businesses in the United States, of which 17 million don't have employees. They're self-employed contractors. So the remaining 12 million right now are about 3% of our country. And according to the Census Bureau, I just read this about a week ago, since 2005, we've created 64% of all the jobs.
Oh, yeah.
3% of the people create 64% of the jobs in this country.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And yet, out of Washington, all small business gets is they invoke our name to their advantage, and basically that's all the lip service we get.
Well, that's one of the humorous things. The current administration is saying that they need to loosen up finance so that small business owners can go out and start taking risks again. I'm sorry, but the average small business owner with employees in the United States is 57 years old and just lost a third of his 401k.
That's right.
I don't think he's positioned to take risk.
This is an example, and it's not just the president, and it's not just Democrats, John. Washington doesn't understand small business. Actually, most people don't understand small business. Big business has a hard time understanding small business, but it is a powerful phenomenon. Think about the impact, though, John, that boomers have had on society, on politics, on music, on fashion. I mean, you name it. Automobiles. Think about housing. Don't forget housing. Now, that's a big deal right there. You talk about something to track for the future. Think about housing.
Absolutely. Whether it was when we were kids and it was suburbia and Levittowns and little boxes jumping springing up all over the place, or going into the 90s and the early 2000s when we were all upsizing and buying McMansions.
Mm-hmm. So that's the impact of boomers on society and on America and on the world, many different levels. When we come back, I'm going to have John focus forward as he can do very well, and let's peek into the future and let's see where's this generation going. What impact is the boomer generation going to have on the future? John Deeney is our good friend and our guest, and his website. This website that we're about what we're talking, folks. Is the boomerbus.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.